USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he won't start opening things up again until we know the country is safe and going to be safe.
If you look at what we're doing, we're looking at a date. We hope we're going to be able to fulfill a certain date, but we're not doing anything until we know that this country is going to be healthy. We don't want to go back and start doing it over again, even though it would be in a smaller scale.
The president says he's listening to medical professionals before making that call. Americans who have not filed a tax return in the two previous years can now get their stimulus check. The Department of Treasury and IRS is launching a web tool for people who make below the minimum needed to pay taxes. Americans can fill out basic information for free, and then the IRS will process their economic impact payment. All that can be done at IRS.gov. All's quiet on the corner of Wall and Broad on this Good Friday as the stock market is closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Many believe a Kansas governor is playing politics with religion. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
There's a legal battle in Kansas pitting the Democratic governor against a GOP-dominated panel of legislative leaders. Governor Laura Kelly filing a lawsuit after that panel overturned her executive order restricting the number of people who can attend religious and funeral services during the coronavirus outbreak.
The actions of the Republican legislative leaders jeopardize both the health and safety of Kansans. We do not have time to play political games during a pandemic.
Kelly asking the state Supreme Court to expedite the case. She's hoping to have a ruling by Easter Sunday morning, which is, of course, traditionally the most attended church service of the year.
In a statement from GOP leaders in Kansas, they agree with Kelly that Kansas residents should stay home during Easter and Passover. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we continue to fight the coronavirus across the United States, many states are looking for ways to trim down their budgets, no matter what that entails. Take New York, for example, where they're making cuts to Medicaid. The cuts are designed to reduce excessive costs related to non-emergency medical transportation services. The cuts run deep for non-emergency transportation as their rates are reduced to providers by 7.5% effective April 1st of 2020, and that will be reduced an additional 7.5% effective December 1st of 2020. I had a chance to catch up with Igor Finkelstein. He owns Buffalo Transportation Incorporated, and he tells me that there's not a lot of excess costs already, and this will hurt his business and his customers.
I do not see an excessive cost in non-emergency medical transportation as far as the cost. We are saving money to the New York State, and many passengers are being moved from higher mode of the transportation, from ambulances into the ambulette and taxi level of transportation, of a medical taxi level. And the reimbursement we get is really a fraction of the cost from what the state would pay to an ambulance. Sometimes it's up to 10 times less than the ambulance would have charged.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.